Welcome to day three of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent, Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine upon us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. I can imagine this psalm being spoken by the people of Ukraine, and perhaps not just Ukraine, but those caught in the midst of conflict throughout the world. Syria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Yemen, people who long for relief from distress, that God would have mercy on them and hear their prayer. And for us, we may find ourselves caught in the midst of circumstances that bring about distress, a distress that we long for relief from, that God would have mercy upon us and hear our prayer. In verse 4, the psalmist challenges us to search our hearts and be silent, perhaps to create the space for God to speak his words into our hearts. And in verse 8, the psalmist says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. I wonder if those moments of quiet where we allow God to speak his words into our hearts can be moments in the midst of storm that give us peace, a peace that will allow us to lie down and sleep, knowing that it's God who makes us dwell in safety. Let's pray. Father, in the midst of trial and tribulation, of hardship and conflict, help us to create space to hear your voice. And as we listen to the whisper of your voice, may we know your comfort and strength, and that you are the one who makes us dwell in safety. Amen.